side. 15,235 fans have sold out the Bradley Center weeks ago, and Keane, the poison has arrived. Hollywood Hogan, Paul and Nash, the three men who built the old WCW, but did more to destroy that company, that brand, than any other entity, are now full-fledged members of the World Wrestling Federation, thanks to Mr. McMahon.
And Mr. McMahon even said that he regretted bringing these three individuals into the WWF, but he felt he had to do it. I want to tell you what, JR, if you want to thank somebody for these three guys being here, you can thank Ric Flair.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? He's the one that drove Mr. McMahon to the point to where he brought these guys here. Ric Flair did it.
These guys are like a pack of dogs. They run in a pack. They will affect their will on anyone at any time.
Tell the truth, JR. Tell me right now, did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think that you would ever see Hogan, Nash, and Hall in a World Wrestling Federation ring again?
Well, you never say never in this business, but I was damn sure hoping that they wouldn't be in a WWF ring again. Wow. Maybe we'll get a little bit of an indication as to what these three men have on their mind, what their agenda will be here tonight.
Well, I think we're going to get an indication, all right.
They perceive that they are bigger than our business. It's got a bad feeling about this, the way this program is starting here tonight.
Just listen up, JR. Pay attention. Let's see what they got to say. These fans need to maybe get on their good side.
You know.
Give them a chance. Maybe show them some respect.
Why?
We're here tonight to set the record straight. We came in here earlier today, and you would not believe the amount of heat we had with the boys. Some of the stares were actually kind of frightening. And for what? I mean, because of some reputation we have? I mean, in the last couple of weeks, words have been thrown around in association with the NWO like poison.
We've heard that.
Cancer. You know, some people say that we're self-serving. You know, some people actually have used profanity and have said that the NWO is a bunch of company-killing.
I think that was you that said that, JR.
And speaking for myself and my two friends here, let me tell you something. That hurts our feelings. I mean, what is it we've done? What awful thing did we do?
King, their feelings are hurt. Give me a break.
I mean, all we want is a fair chance. A clean slate. We want the ability to come out and prove to you great fans
applauding the fans.
Not only can we do it, but nobody does it quite like us.
Well, that was actually pretty humble.
Hey, yo. We're not the bad guys. We're fans. We just want the opportunity to work with some of the great WWF superstars. But the point is, we don't want any trouble. Because deep down, we're just like all of you.
Sure they are. Sure they are, King. Well, maybe we should give them a chance. King. Neither did I.
He's choked up.
Oh, come on.
He's emotional.
Don't buy into this.
Listen to these fans.
I hope you or nobody else is believing a word of this.
You know, Scott and Kevin, I couldn't agree with you more. We're just like all of you out there. I mean, we might be a little richer and a little more famous, but I mean, we're not here to kill the WWF. We're here to make it better.
Well, that's a relief.
All we want to do is give the WWF fans exactly what they want. And all we want from you is a chance. But it's up to all you out there and all the boys in the back if we get our chance. That remains to be seen. But I can tell you one thing right now. In all sincerity, there's one man who gave the NWO a chance, and that was Vince McMahon. And right now, I'd like to thank Vince McMahon for the opportunity. And I want to tell you, Vince McMahon, we will not let you down. God bless Vince McMahon. Thank you. And God bless all of you, too.
Well, the afterthought.
And last of all, God bless America. Thank you for the chance.
Can we give him a chance, JR?
I can't speak for you. I don't buy into one word that we just heard. How corny is that? I mean, next we're going to be taking vitamins again. I mean, God bless America. He could give a damn about America. He could care less about the fans that are here. These three guys care about only one thing, and that's each other.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Is it possible, JR? Is it possible that they've changed?
I assume that anything is possible, King, but I'm not convinced. Let me tell you that. I'm just not convinced.
Well, maybe you got to give them a chance to convince you.
Buying into that stuff?
Well, when Hulk said, God bless America, you know.
He got the rise out of you that he wanted to elicit out of everybody else in my estimation.
like Mays, but you hit like shit.
Want some whiskey and you want a sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me not to come.
From the smell of stale perfume, and that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come.
Commission on the drinks?
Yes.
How much commission do you get?
50%. That's $100.
It's too much.
What?
Too much. Thank you.
80.
No, thank you.
80.
I'll give you 50. I'll give you the 50 you'd get if I gave her 100 for the drink, but I'm not gonna give them 100.
But you have to buy me a drink.
No, I'm sorry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, give me 30.
On top of the 50?
Yeah, you give me 80.
To you?
Yes.
I should give the 80 to you?
Yes.
And then you give her the 50?
Yes, I gotta give her the 50.
No.
For the drink.
No, you don't have to pay her for the drink, tea.
Accept it enough, you're so pathetic, and you just don't get it. Keep it coming. Have you got it? Did you strike it out? You haven't struck it out yet? Duplication. I call duplication.
I didn't count the teddy bear.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Strike it out.
No, I never counted it.
Don't lie to me, Cornfield.
I didn't count it, sir.
Cornfield? That's duplication! What do you call it if it's not duplication?
Mr. Seltzer, I find it very difficult to believe that you and I are in the same profession. Kindly release Mr. Cornfield.
Oh! Mr. Cornfield!
Oh. Mr. Cornfield, when you've completed the count, perhaps you'd care to join me in the shade.
Yes.
There's more! That's a double item!
Wait a minute.
Jennifer! How much is it worth? $1,400? This is all that's left of that hideous one! It's right there! There's a tube! How much is the tube worth? Wait a minute. Here he is! How much is it worth? Strike that out? Huh? Did you strike it out? Did you?
Uh-oh.
What are you cheering about? How many got in there?
I kept you crying, sad and blue. Oh, my God, I was a playboy. I just wouldn't be true. But now that you left me, Good Lord, how I cry. I keep crying, I keep crying. Ooh, I been miss my water. No, I never miss my water till my well run dry. I sit here and wonder how in the world this could be. Yeah, oh, man. Never leave me. But now that you left me, good Lord, how I cry. You don't miss your wall, you don't miss your wall till your well run dry. Ooh, you don't miss your wall. Well, I'm right. I miss my water. I keep missing my water. I keep missing my water. But I want my water. I need my water. I love my water. And I want my water. And I'm a little thirsty now. And I'm a little thirsty now. I want my water.
Brother in law enforcement, Glacier had to make a decision to follow in the footsteps of his father or to become a martial artist. He made the commitment to the martial arts. He went to Japan, studied under some of the great masters in Japan, and has brought his martial arts expertise, knowledge, and philosophy here to the United States to share.
Well, I think the most impressive thing is the way that he's been able to meld, the way that he's been able to mix that combination of styles with martial arts with professional wrestling of the 90s.
Now, you just got a good look at a standing sidekick. He locked that sidekick down, had his hip rolled over. Perfect control, though. Didn't lose control of his upper body, which happens a lot of times with kickboxers. They put so much effort into the kick that they lose control of their upper body. He had perfect control there and was able to recover, even though he didn't get the kick.
You'd almost have to say that Big Bubba's at a disadvantage in this matchup, just from the lack of familiarity and not being too familiar with the style of Glacier.
Absolutely.
And that's Bubba's fault. Bubba should make Glacier wrestle his man. That's what you do. That didn't work.
Glacier up very quickly. He missed the front leg kick. Backed Big Bubba off into the corner. Referee calls for the break, and Glacier breaks cleanly.
Make him wrestle your match.
Kicks have looked good so far. However, not many of them have landed. We saw one back leg round kick land earlier in the contest, but so far, Glacier unable to connect with the kicks, and that's in part because Bubba is a little bit afraid of him. He's been backing off.
Excellent counter move there by Big Bubba. All in the sense of timing as he was able to drop down to the floor and counter that attack by Glacier.
Big right hand by Glacier, who is in trouble here. Irish whip into the corner.
That's it. That's it. The sun is going to come out. But the sun is going to come out.
Come on. Look at him get out.
That's what we talked about as far as the jealousy aspect of this matchup on the part of Big Bubba.
Whoa. Big leg sweep. Takes Bubba off his feet. A block. Kick, round kick combination, difficult maneuver. Flawless round kick. He missed the round kick combination. Sweep.
This is amazing.
He is fast, I'll tell you what, and he's using his kicks in combination.
And though the sun shine on my whole world would all be gone, but not for long. If I had to run, if I had to crawl, if I had to swim, God above could turn me away from your love. I need you that much. If I had to run, if I had to crawl, if I had to swim 100 rivers just to climb 1,000 walls,
the blind?
Why not? Bet.
Raise.
Excuse me, please.
Call. Raise.
Raise. 500,000.
Fold.
Thank you.
Fold. Fold.
Wins.
Deal me out.
Sorry, sir. You are the big blind.
Small blind, please.
Who is it?
007.
Vaughn's been poisoned. He's going into cardiac arrest.
Stay calm.
And don't interrupt, because you'll be dead within 2 minutes unless you do exactly what I tell you.
I'm all ears.
Remove the defibrillator from the pouch.
Do we know what it is yet?
I'm still scanning.
Attach the leads to your chest.
Ventricular tachycardia. Digitalis. What the hell do we give him? Okay, that's amphetamines.
As soon as it reads charge, lidocaine. That'll work. Bond.
Don't push the red button.
Yeah, do you hear me? Don't push it yet.
His heart's gonna stop.
It's only time for one charge before he passes out.
Take the blue combi pen, Bond. Mid-neck, into the vein.
That'll counteract the digitalis.
You're going to pass out in a few seconds, and you need to keep your heart going. Push the red button now, Bond.
Bond, push the damn button.
Do it now!
As soon as I've won this game.
You're not seriously going back there.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Yeah.
You.
Open the door in the name of the law.
Would you please, sir, answer the door?
Excuse me, darling.
Lady Lytton, I am forced to arrest you. And if you do not open this door, I will have no alternative but to break it down. Very well.
Gee, you're all wet.
There's a defect in my plumbing. Lady, listen. Listen to me. I have deceived you. I am not Guy Gadbois. I am Inspector Clouseau of the Sûreté, and it is my painful duty to arrest you.
Do you know my husband?
Yes, I must confess I do. I met him several years ago, and when I meet him again, I shall arrest him immediately.
And then you must also have met Colonel Sharkey.
Oh, that idiot from the Lugas secret police. Yes, I know him. And when I... Sir Charles Lytton, I arrest you in the name of the law, and I warn you that anything you say will be...
But before you get all worked up, there's something you must know. He intends to kill all of us.
Who?
Colonel Sharkey.
Good Sharkey, Colonel God. We were just talking about you. Well, as you can see, I've got the whole case buttoned up. Everything is sewn up. This is Sir Charles Phantom, the famous Pink Lytton, who stole the...
What did you say? He was going to kill us, did you say? Well, if you can persuade him to change his mind.
You're joking, of course.
No.
You're going to kill me as well?
With pleasure.
Is there anything I can do that will make you change your mind?
Well, there's nothing that I can think of.
Supposing that I thought of something.
For instance?
Well, for instance, supposing I told you that your fly was undone?
By a remarkable coincidence, so is yours.
Oh, no, not again. I see you are familiar with the open fly ploy. Well, so am I. Oh, you also know the falling on the bed with the arm on the floor ploy. Very interesting.
He's been shot dead, you idiot.
Don't you call me an idiot. What? Who's...
Be careful, darling.
And he's either reloading or out of ammunition.
He's out of his mind. That's what he's out of.
Kill him! Kill him! Monsieur! Kill you!
Chief is...
You can't go wrong.
body. Move your body. Sexy body.
Move your body. Move your body. Move your body. Move
it's gonna set
body.
You free.
Move your body. Move
it's gonna set
body.
You free.
Move your body. Move
it's gonna
body.
Set you free.
Move your body. Move your body.
Move your body.
Move your body. Move your
shake
body.
Your body.
Move your body. Move your body.
Sexy body.
Move your body. Move your
move
body.
Your body. Shake your body. Sexy body. It's gonna set you free.
Rock your body. Rock
it's
your
gonna
body.
Set you free.
Rock your body. 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 Rock
it's
your
gonna
body.
Set you free.
Set you
free.
Rock your body, 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 rock your body,
rock
your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body, rock your body,
rock your body,
thank you. we don't